Does the link that unites your ancestry with the land you live on unite you to the land and the river in Sunbury?
In answer to that question, I would say yes, it does. The main reason is especially a connection toward the river and the shores of the river, due to the fact that I myself can still find some peaceful spots, time of solitude, away from noise and all the other distractions, where you can appreciate some of the sights, sounds, and smells that some of our ancestors may have experienced also. And even looking toward some of the cleanliness of the river that is improving from some past problems, we can see the return of some of the aquatic life, and also, if we're fortunate, possibly even find a stray artifact, a piece of stone that when we pick it up, we may think, how many years has this been here? Who made it? What was it used for? And what can I do with it to make it of some positive value, since it's been sticking around here this long until the person finds the object? I think looking at these things, we can remember that life was not only different, but in our eyes today, much more difficult. And you can't help but not feel a connection to the land when you take the time to appreciate it. And I think that's one key, is that I do take the time to appreciate the land and the quietness. I'm not one for enjoying the river on a motorboat as much as standing in it or beside it or possibly canoeing. Something that gives me a better connection to some of my roots.